You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Rick can do with the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh, that K the Fresh one.
Yo, I ain't got no motherfucking Hennessy, but I got some motherfucking little bourbon shit to me right in this bitch.
Yes, sir.
But y'all boy, do me a favor, chill out and listen.
And remember, it ain't about what you heard, it's about what you listen to.
All right. Watch out now.
You whack motherfucker. Watch out now. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yo, welcome to another episode of Keep Back Podcast. As always, your boy Jay Weird.
Jay Weird.
That's the liquor. World's greatest host, Josh Boshwood Jackson Jr., the motherfucking third people in the motherfucking building.
Already.
Josh, bro, I appreciate, bro, this is something special because we've been doing this shit for a minute, bro. November going to be season 3.
For real, yeah, it's gonna be our 2-year anniversary.
2-year anniversary, bro. We going hard back in November. So we a month away from that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, we still gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know got to. It'd be a struggle.
I'd be like, no, but we keep it good. But we got a special guest in the building.
Special. Now he ain't retarded enough. Like, but yeah.
We got the main guy, Willie the King, the hilarious Willie D.
It's Kane.
From Too Cocky, ENT. How you feeling out there, Willie D?
What's happening, man? It's Willie D the Kane, K-A-N-G. What's Kane, going on? Nigga. Glad to be here. Glad to be here again, man. It's an honor. It's
appreciate that.
He returned guest.
Hell yeah. If y'all don't know, he had us rolling last year. Like, when I met the now, like, this nigga's hilarious. Like, he put me up on his game and shit. I was like, damn, this nigga. That's like, cover, he a blessing. Man. But hell yeah. But, oh, shit. I think I do remember her.
But that being said, bro, Willie D, bro, I got, like, it's so much I'm going to ask you. But I'm gonna start.
Red
with
Slick thing. Look up to you though, like, like for real, like you say like, it's so much I want to ask you, like
it's so
like,
much I want to say.
But I feel like I was about to be you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, that's cool. I ain't heard that one.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
genetically, like they fucked up some shit.
I'm funny,
like,
you know what I'm
yeah.
Like, I got cool ideas for shirts.
Yeah.
So like, hey, shout out Willie D. He brought me Willie Kane. He brought some
to all shirts. Our future guests, bring some shit. Like,
bro, yeah, bro. They got to show y'all love, bro. This is an opportunity, bro.
The freshest shirt.
Yeah.
I've seen
my life. Yeah.
You know, I gave you that other shirt too a year ago, the one with the fat girl. I love fat girls.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Hey, no, you got bigger since then. You been working out or something. That shit fit you perfect that night. You know what I'm saying?
But it was a snug.
Hey, I get you another one that fits you complimentary on the house.
But that was dope, though.
But I'm about to say, yeah, niggas was fucking with that. They was like, man, this is like, it's very provocative, but I like it. Like, one dude was like, man, I like it, but I bought it, but I'm scared to wear it. I was like,
man, y'all have some great ad concepts.
Yes, real yeah, talk. And design. Yeah, like, yeah, for real.
I appreciate it.
From a designer, yeah. Like, it's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I need some help, though. Shit. Yeah, man.
Bro.
Yeah, I be doing. Who that's why doing I be taking. It just be me, bro. I just come over with shit. And some of the shit be random. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I even, like, it was one girl that I went to school with. She did graphic design, Kelly Snelson. Shout out. She made up like a little clothing line for me called Real Life that I was kind of basing it on. It was like REEL because it was like all the pictures and shit I was using was based on shit that I did. So it was like real life.
Real,
like, yeah, real, like a movie real and real. Like it's my shit. So that I Love Fat Girl shirt, it was like a picture out my
camera. So that was a phase in your life.
I mean, not even, I mean, I still.
Fat means something different.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It was like, but I wasn't talking about like big girls. I was talking about more so with that, you know, that's why the A was turned around, kind of
focused.
I'm focused on the vagina. Like, I like fat girls. Like, it was like fat pussy.
Okay.
And
camel toe.
And she's eating a burger in the bed. Like, she laying in the bed with her legs open, she eating a burger. So it's kind of like a play on, you know. Like,
oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Both of them.
You ain't never seen it?
Nah.
I will. When we get through, I'll show you a picture. Show you the picture.
Well, I've been saying, what the fuck you be doing? Prior to it, we be like, yo, come on the show. We record
chop
Wednesday.
It up.
Chop it up, let's do it big, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you be like, yo, I'm not in town. So my part be like, what the fuck, where are you?
Like,
what are you doing?
And
he said, where are you?
Man, I'm in North Dakota, man.
Where
like,
you be at,
be like all over the place.
Man, dude, everywhere, because you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I fuck with the Jack, I fuck with the Sip, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, they ain't gonna bring it to you. You gotta go get it.
It's more to the world than that.
So it's like, I mean, I get more real talk. No disrespect to nobody here, because I mean, you know, the each is on. But I just like on the music side of things, when I'm doing shit, I get more response and more reaction. Like most of my shit come from the people out in Oakland and San Francisco in the Bay Area. You know, shout out to them. They be fucking with me. That's where I be at mostly.
Do you work out there, or you just?
Yeah, I do everything out there. I fuck with everything. Like, I mean, the clothing shit, that was like some shit I just kind of stumbled on. Like, that was never my idea. Like, hey, I want to make some Too Cocky shirts. We started, like, doing parties, and then people were just kind of asking about it. And then it got to the point where I was like, well, let me make some shirts. And then it just kind of did its own thing, you know what I'm saying? But,
so when you go to Cali, you just be like, what do you be partying?
I know they show you hella love because you miss, what they call you, Mississippi?
Nah, not no more. Because I got like family out there. Ass. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they show me love out there, but what I do out there, man, I be working on videos out there. Yeah. I do shows. Some of them are paid shows. Some of them free shows. Yeah. I did pop-up shops with the shirts. You know what I'm saying?
You fly back so much. Like.
You said, how do I?
I mean, you be flying.
Yeah, I fly. Right? Yeah.
Like, it's so much. Like,
yeah.
I've never flown that much in my life.
Yeah, I don't like it. I hate flying, bro. And that's one thing I've been scared of flying. Like, when I was thinking about going to school and shit like that, I hate flying too.
Yeah, bro, like,
I hate it, bro.
But it's
like,
just bad in Jackson.
I'm just, Jackson, well, not even that. Nah, I feel you, because the price is bad in Jackson. It's bad as fuck. But it's like, I don't like it just because
the whole experience.
I'm a control freak, bro. I admit it. And it's like, I feel like if I'm driving and I die in a car crash, that's on me, bro. Because I'm like, I could have hit that brake a little sooner. I could have swerved. I wasn't texting and
somebody
missed the 18-wheeler.
But I mean, in my mind,
like, if I survived that shit, if a nigga blindsided me and I survived, in my mind, I would have been like, bro, I should look to the left a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever look to the left.
Though.
Yeah, but the airplane, this nigga, if he's just having a fucked up day. Like the shit in Germany. I don't know where it was. It was like overseas where the nigga flew the plane. No, not the disappearing plane, where the dude just flew the plane into a mountain. And he had like some mental shit. Going to see therapists and shit, and they were still letting this fool fly planes. And my thing, and they said he left a note like saying he wanted to be remembered. It's like, remembered, or whatever, you know. But I'm like, I remember you, nigga. Anybody out here who flew a commercial jet or airline plane into a mountain, I'm gonna remember you. You ain't gotta take nobody with you. I would still remember that if nobody else was on that plane.
We need to remember that. We should have remembered his ass while he was living. Like, are you talking about the retarded nigga that fly planes?
Yeah, y'all let
like,
fly planes.
You talking about Daryl?
So yeah, so I just feel like I know me, bro. It be days I be mad as a motherfucker, and I might take my anger out on a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, if a pilot, like, one day he, man, like, you know, he just found out his wife fucking a black dude, white guy, Trump supporter.
A German dude.
Yeah, German too. And he got a little stupid mustache that only grows like Hitler. Like, no matter what he does, it's just Hitler mustache. You know what I'm saying?
He'll get like shit on the
side. It's just right there. He's like, why didn't it grow on the side? You know?
Exfoliate,
bro. Yeah, bro. So, his day could be that bad, bro. And he just get on the plane, you know, Spirit Airlines. He's like, bro, it's a lot of black people on this plane, bro. Pretty sure. One of these guys knows this guy that was like fucking my wife.
It has to be something wrong with you, bro. Like, mentally. Like, I was, before we came on the show, I was, I was telling Red, I read this article about, like, white people had a potential of, growing mental disabilities quicker than black people because, like, black people automatically grow up with, like, okay, we not gonna be accepted. Like, they grew up with the struggle. They know they're gonna be at a disadvantage in almost every situation. So, like, you know, like, and it was compared to, like, chronic illnesses. Like, black people, our cause of death or whatever is, like, you know, we got diabetes, high blood pressure. Like, you know, white people, it's more mental illness.
I'm going to tell you like this. One time, bro, I was talking to my mom, bro, it's like they go looking for problems. Like our shit, being black is enough of an adventure that we ain't gotta go jumping on sides of buildings. We ain't got a bunch of jump. It's like, nigga, I might literally die today because I have a headlight out. Like, that could happen.
I seen this shit out.
You know what I'm saying? That could happen, bro. Like, you literally, like, that's what it could be. And you make one, you fucking sneeze, nigga, you shot all because your light went out. We don't need to go seeking no bungee jumping, no the niggas that be, you know, jumping out. What is that? What they call that shit when they be doing them flips off bills in parquet or park something? Yeah, yeah. Hey, I don't need to do it. And then the niggas with selfie sticks, they on the top of fucking like high story buildings and shit. That's what you seeking for, a thrill, my nigga?
Them base jumping niggas, man, like that shit look fun. Like if I was athletic or nothing, you know them niggas that be not base jumping but be run jumping.
That's what I was talking about. Doing the little flips and shit.
That'd be cold though.
I watch it, but I ain't gonna do it. I don't give a damn. How superb my flipping skills get? Goddamn it, I ain't doing that shit. I do that shit in the backyard, and that's scary enough.
Well, let me ask you, what's the state of Too Cocky? Like, what y'all doing? Because I know, let's say, for example, the state of Young Money is fucking really just
David Banner finna finally get his money.
Wayne, Nicki, and Drake, and DJ T. Lewis, apparently. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Young Money. Like, what's the state of Too Cocky?
Okay.
Well, yeah, the status, man, it's like, to me, you know, right now.
Is it still popping out there? Like,
yeah, man. I'm still, like, to me.
You're still behind it,
right? I'm still behind it, yeah. It's an ever-evolving entity, you know? Yeah, like, yeah. We doing the music.
Bucket out there.
Doing, yeah. Bucket, shout out to Bucket, you know what I'm saying? So we doing everything. Like, I mean, I feel like you got to spread it out, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know what could pop, you know? It could be me posting a funny video. It could be a song. It could be a shirt or getting the right person to wear the shirt. But I'm genuinely interested in all those things, you know? So when I say, you know, Too Cocky Entertainment, like whatever, however, I'm entertaining the senses, whether it's music, visually, clothing. Like, I like to see people happy, you know, and smiling and shit. They, like, give me a rush, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm trying to, like, but I just, like I said, I just like, I love doing all the aspects of it. Like, I feel like I gotta go rap today, or I gotta make these shirts. Like, I like doing this shit. Like, it ain't no bother to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the work, and I feel like, you know, one day it's gonna pay off. So it's like, it's cool.
Hell yeah.
I always, like, fuck with this shit. Well, just not even just Too Cocky, but just, like, you know, in general, like, you seem more of a, like, a,
you better than a lot of these niggas.
Like, not even just on rapping tip. You better than a lot of niggas just on, like, management or some shit. I don't know. That's management. Why management is like easy. You better than a man. You like a producer type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's rough.
You do
though.
It before it happens. Like producers, right? They do the movies. They do it before the movie even get created.
Right.
They got a script.
Right.
Producer there, and before the award given away for best actor, he there. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
The whole thing.
You right? Yeah. Right.
I feel like you more of a producer than a rapper. I mean,
I'm gonna tell you like that. I feel like, you know, like how Kanye do shit. Like, you know, back in the day, I know he was more focused on producing, and you can tell through everything he do, it comes from like a producer aspect. Like the way he put songs together, the way he do his clothing line, he got a plan for a plan for a plan.
Like, what his album finna be like?
Yeah, and I love that shit, bro. That shit dope as hell. Like, he ain't gotta be, you know, oh, he the best lyricist, or he the best. That man's
gonna recognize.
Yeah, that man an artist, bro. He an artist, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I like about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, to me, it's art, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder, however, whoever wanna see it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's like, I like creating art. I like, cause you know, when people come tell me shit, bro, like, I don't take it for granted when somebody come to me and be like, bro, I felt this song. Cause that's what I made it for. You know, I made it for somebody else to like kind of, you know, have some empathy or be able to feel exactly what I'm feeling. Cause you know, everybody, you know, can relate to real shit in the song. Like every day in a balling day. Some days your bitch cheat on you. Some days, you know what I'm saying? You cheat on your bitch. You know, it's a whole, I like when I be creating projects, that's what I like to do. I like to get a spectrum of emotions. Like I want a couple songs to have a nigga feel like, bro, you untouchable.
Yeah.
Can't nobody touch you, you gonna live forever. Yeah. And then your next song, nigga, you like, bro, I'm the most vulnerable nigga in the world. Like if it rain on me, I'ma cry. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of shit. So that's what I be on. That's what I feel Kanye be on too.
You do a good ass job.
Okay. I appreciate it, man. I can do better though, for real. I be slacking. You know what I'm saying?
Where my boy Mike Hustle at?
Man, he out here working. He got a project coming, man. We've been shooting. I had kind of like put him on the little shit, like, you know, just because at first we were dropping videos. We were just like, we were going to drop a video, you know, which I understand it could be a method to the madness. But I was like, man, let's come with a plan. Let's already, okay, this song right here, bro. I know it's March of this year, but this is a summertime song. How about we put this song to the side and we get a video for it. We get a whole plan for how we're going to do this bitch. We drop this bitch probably like towards, because it takes on a while to travel. We drop this bitch like maybe the end of the year, probably by March or April of next year. It'll be right in rotation the way it need to be for that feel of the song, you know, for that summertime vibe, you know. And I was like, just have a plan, have a budget, you know, instead of just trying to take it as you go.
You see, with Drake and that Meek Mill situation,
yeah,
playing it.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing about it. Meek had to realize he was going up against
some good shit.
He going up against a monster. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't, just, believe it or not, it ain't just like I know how people perceive it. You know, the people who like Drake and love Drake. Drake went just in no room by himself doing that shit. Like, them Apple people, they like, it's image
people,
control.
Hit Potter was over there eating, drinking coffee, talking some.
Bruh.
He heard that she was like, hey, that's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Not no yes, nigga.
Yeah.
I thought a nigga be like, the nigga that told him, take care was I.
And then, just think about it from the business aspect of the situation. This man made a diss song, a single. Unheard of. Like, you can't think of what I mean, and then it's like perfect
charted
timing. Yeah, it's perfect timing with the way technology is moving towards music now. Because just think if Pac would have put out Hit 'Em Up, and that shit been on iTunes. Nigga, man, nigga ate that shit up, bro. You know what I'm saying? That nigga was, that nigga went raw.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this nigga made a diss song, which is supposed to be something like just people liking and people fuck with, but that ain't supposed to be on the billboard. They not supposed to be playing that shit in the club and niggas dancing to your diss song. Like, nigga, you, I bet Meek Mill ain't bumped his head to that shit. Like, bruh, nigga, wait, hey, bruh, hey, nigga went in on me, bruh. Like, God damn, this shit is kind of jamming. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got to listen by himself, though.
Nah, can't let nobody else.
I know he heard.
That's what I'm saying. I know you catch a nigga.
I been waiting for all day, nigga. Yeah, hey, yeah. Like,
I know you, bro. Hey, bro. Like, I ain't taking no sides of the shit.
DJ probably wouldn't even fuck with me.
But I know, like that, like, I know, bro. If you looking around shit. The club, like, cause a DJ ain't just gonna not play that song. Like, your rep ain't that hard.
Like, we got Meek Mill in the building.
We been back to back. It is. But just imagine, like, you gotta have some real diehard like niggas that support you. Cause like I'm feel like his day one niggas. I bet they probably still face in his presence. Like, bro, fuck this. I ain't finna blink an eye to this song go off. But I know it's some little outskirt niggas in the clique that he looking at niggas on that bitch. Like, they see me looking. They like,
nigga got a whole two-step going.
You know what I'm saying? But you, like, if you a competitor, bro, you just got to give it up. I know he don't like that nigga personally, but he just got to give it up. Like, that nigga, he came with a strategy. Because look, I'm going to tell you like this. Drake first did song. I don't feel like that was any strategy behind it that charged up. That shit was weak.
But you got to understand it. The way he's talking about the game now. The game doing this for publicity for his album.
Yeah.
Like, you literally said Drake's name in a tweet. You made this up.
I feel like
he did all of this.
But look, this is my thing.
For taking L's every week. Like, he did every, like, you said Drake did this and he didn't write his own music. You did that yourself.
Yeah,
and they were making it so bad. It ain't like somebody just came up on you and was like, yo, I got
but that shows you like people really don't care, like
but
how you said image control.
I don't feel like Meek shit was playing though, because I feel like if it was playing, it would have been a little bit more proper than what it was. Yeah, but like I said, I could tell Drake's first reaction charged up. I could tell that was like the I'm just gonna go in the booth, fuck this nigga, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. And that second one, niggas, it was niggas in the room, bro. Believe it or not, like it's just like if me and you sit, if y'all my niggas, we sit around and nigga come at me, and I'm telling y'all, I'm snapping. You gonna be like, hey man, you see that nigga daddy walk with a limp, he got a club foot. You know what I'm saying? That's a line right there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
when you put this on, y'all, don't forget that
his daddy got a club foot.
That his baby mama.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So they put that shit.
Don't forget you fuck Nicki.
Exactly. And my thing, I heard Benny Siegel did a little crazy interview about that shit, but I ain't heard it yet. But one of my niggas in my group, in the little group me app, he said that Bean said some shit like, Meek asked her, did you fuck that nigga?
It. Like, it was,
did you fuck Drake, basically? Yeah. And he ain't get the answer he wanted. And you know what I'm saying? You know, but whatever, but this is what I feel like. I feel like it's certain niggas, bro. Cause I done talked to bitches. I done talked. That's what I'm saying. I done talked.
You spoke out. We beat them up. I'm like, yo,
yeah.
Like, exactly. We doing backflips on trampolines.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? So like, it's like, bro. I feel like some niggas don't evolve with they star. They stardom. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me.
You gotta leave that
like,
petty shit alone.
I done met bitches who met Drake and they was like, man, you know, I kind of wish I never met him. You know what I'm saying? Because he kind of squirt.
That's a song.
You know what
I'm saying? Wish
like, that, you know,
that makes sense.
But when you look at where Meek came from and you look at where Drake come from, them niggas don't look like pussy was getting thrown at them. You feel what I'm saying? So Drake, I feel like that's where his simping was a big part of his music success, because he was being real. Like, at one point, bitches did not fuck with him. Yeah, yeah. But I respect that, because you keep it real. Because everybody, nigga, some nigga got a whole, they got a whole album where they ain't doing nothing but playing bitches and getting over on bitches and they ain't never got played. But at the end of the day, bro, I had said a line of song. I said, I made a promise to myself. I never get played by a hoe and I never go broke. But they both happen, though. You know what I'm saying? You get played, bro. You lose in life. You know what I'm saying? So Drake talking about the losing, and I feel like people can relate to that. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I said that's what made him evolve. So it's either you like him or love him, but he evolved with the stardom. But I feel like me, we just seen where he came from, and now he done went from that to like dust ass nigga having the baddest bitch in the game. Some nigga don't know how to act today, bro.
Do you, like, okay, take Drake. Drake is a fucking pop star, right?
Yeah, for real.
He's fucking music.
Yeah.
So you look at music, it's like Drake, Adele. It's like
Rihanna. Yeah, they just, it's like rotation.
When you look at Meek Mill, you be like, yo, it's this nigga from Philly. Like, Meek Mill is nowhere on the level.
Or that little intro song. Yeah, he ain't nowhere on the level. And that's another thing, too.
He don't mean you on another level.
And that's another thing, too, bro. You got to know.
The nigga kind of mean you on another level.
Nigga do, but at the same time, Drake is on another.
Yeah, bro.
Nicki is nowhere near Drake.
Drake a monster.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, like, she's.
At one point, she was above him, but now Drake has surpassed all of them. It is what it is.
But so let me ask you this. So do you think that's because like Meek Mill is just so unappreciated? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very unappreciative. Yeah. Do you think just like
I fuck with me?
You know what I'm saying? Drake is music. Pop.
Yeah.
Like that would make some like win, right? Like you won. Like it's like Jay Z against Lil Uzi Vert. You know what I'm saying? Like in a sense.
Even if you win, you will lose. That's what I'm saying. That's what I think he should have thought about. But you know, some niggas just go in based on, you know, how you feeling emotionally. And I feel like on a war strategy, because that's a war you're going with right there. Because real talk, these niggas' careers who have been ended due to the Right Beef song. Yeah. Like T.I. took Flip out the game, and Flip was on top. He took the nigga out the game, bro. Ja Rule, I'm good for nobody to say. On pop level, rap nigga with all that singing and shit he was doing, doing song with J-Lo, that he was crossing over, bro. If he was still on, he probably be goddamn do a song with Coldplay right now. But 50 came in, demolished that nigga, you know what I'm saying? Sure. But it just show how the game changed. Because you would have thought, like back then, I feel like the shit came out about Drake not writing his songs back then, gone. He gone, but now the way the game changed, nobody gives a fuck.
Like,
but I feel like people don't
write back to back, like write back and put this in the song. Like, okay, Drake.
What is
like,
better than anything you did in life? It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you won. Like, it's better than bro. Anything you ever.
It's about timing, like bro. You know what I'm saying? He should have waited. And like my thing is, this what I look at, you know, too. Yeah. He was just that's right when he was fresh in a relationship with Nikki. Like, bro, you winning. Like, whatever discrepancies you got having, like, nigga, it's a timing for everything when you're going to war. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I feel like he was just now getting that ladder up to that crossover potential. You know what I'm saying? You on tour with Nicki Minaj. She got her fan base is diverse as fuck. And you was straight a street rapper. You know, you got the streets behind you. You know what I'm saying? But Drake has street niggas and, you know, simps and girls bumping his shit of all races. So I'm like, now you doing, bro, you open up for Nicki Minaj. And you know how many people, in that group. You got love. You probably got white kids out there, you know, with their parents. Just came to see Nicki, but they got here early, so they got to hear you too. But they might fucking like you. Or the child might be like, man, I remember I went to the concert. This dude, Meek Mill, and blah, blah, blah. Because I remember going to a concert when I was young. That's how I found out about Gotti. Me and my nigga jumped the fence, and he was opening up for 3-6. Yeah. And he had one. He played about 6 songs. Every song he played, I was like, who is this nigga? Because, you know, it's a new nigga. And that's how some people approach new music. It's like they don't want to hear. Like, I don't want this shit to jam. So I was just like, who the fuck is this nigga? Get him off the stage.
He was still talking about niggas. Like, he had the same flow. Like, you a bitch, you
I mean,
hoe.
Nah, it wasn't like, pretty much. But it's one song he did, bro. It was called Sell My Dope. I'ma sell my dope, can't trust no bitch. Park my whip, break bread with my clique. And nigga, I went from literally literally went from talking to my partner, like, we like, man, this nigga wagging. I was just like, one song. And then I look at the time and how that shit changed and how he evolved and where he at now. Went from me completely ignoring this nigga, 5 straight songs. And then that one song I heard that resonated with, you know, me or what I related to, I was, you know, I was interested. You know what I'm saying? I listened more back then than I do now. But I'm just saying, you can really get fans at a young age. You know what I'm saying? These kids, they got their parents' credit card now. With this streaming and the app, man, they buying every damn thing. Hell, you put a T-shirt, some socks, goddamn, and a toe ring. Yeah. They buying that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Instagram cutting up. But besides all that shit, bro, tell me about this Jada shit. Like, I heard it.
He just showed me the pitch. I was like, did I hit that bit? Like,
oh, what? Skrrt.
I heard it was like, it was dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was different from like your other SoundCloud. Cause like SoundCloud, like you, like Bucket. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I thought it was dope. But
great concept.
I appreciate it, man.
That's what people don't forget. Like, music don't change. Like, people find inspiration to make music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, it was not like, inspiration, just like shit to talk about. Yeah.
it was a bittersweet thing, bro, because I got a lot of positive. Like, real talk, when I made it, you know what I'm saying, it was like I was expecting a backlash. You know, like people like, man, you shouldn't have did that. But that really kind of flip-flopped, you know what I'm saying? It went from like 98% of what I perceived was going to be negative to 98% of motherfuckers like, bro, that shit dope. It was on literally like two people that was like, bro, you need to chill out. Or, hey, man, hit me up, bro, that was kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like.
So you thought it was going to do bad?
No, I didn't think it would. I just thought people would be mad about it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people know her, a lot of people know me, and I feel like niggas would have just been like, bro, you stepped over the line. But it was people that knew both of us, and they was like, bro, like, I remember a time when shit like this would happen with me and her. So, like, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? You just the first person to say something about it. And like I said, it's bittersweet because it's like, I ain't never want to. I feel like if I be writing a, a diss song, it should be towards a motherfucker I don't know, like a nigga, you know, just like some music shit. A nigga said, "Hey, bro, I don't fuck with Lil Kane." That nigga, right? Yeah, but you know, but it's just how I felt. You know what I'm saying? I was in the moment, bro, and that song was like 100% emotionally driven. You know, so it's just like, I like to make honest music, and it's just I kept it real. I kept it 100. But like I said, it felt bad because like I think back, that was my partner at one point. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like,
do friends,
motherfuckers keep on fuck, you know, crossing you, and just like if you don't do nothing, that's just, I feel like some people are ignorant to their triflingness. You know, like if you, like some people, you really got to tell them. Like they keep doing this shit, and you really be like, "Hey, bro, you probably stop doing that." And they was like, "Damn, that was wrong. I shouldn't have been doing that."
No shit.
I'm like, nigga. Yeah, you supposed to, like, I don't even think nobody should even have to tell you that as a kid.
I thought you knew that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's just like something. Like, I feel like that shit is as automatic as blinking your eye. Yeah. I just feel like, nigga, you should have known not to do that. You know what I'm saying? But it just, shit kept happening. And last time, bro, it was something real personal that she did. And it just, literally, bro, I kind of, like I said, I left the club. I was at the bar. I was told.
Did you find what you was looking for when you put out this song? Like, whatever the end of result was, did you get back in return?
It was more. Yeah. I didn't expect as much as I got. You know what I'm saying? So it was actually more. And it just kind of, you know, it damn near, because I ain't going to say my flame was out, you know, but it just kind of like, it turned me up, you know what I'm saying? Reignited everything, because it's like, it give you hope that, you know, there's people out here that really do appreciate genuine music. You know, like, you might, and I told one of my partners, he was saying, Crit didn't make it yet. And I was like, "What you mean?" He was like, "He ain't driving no Bugatti, he ain't doing any gold chains and like shit." But see, everybody's perception of making it different. Some people's perception is really just superficially based,
right.
And they like, "I want niggas to see I made this net."
And they're not wrong,
right? But yeah, because that's their lane of happiness. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To each his own. You know. But my thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I told him, I said, "Bro, if I was making 70 bands a year, but I was touring like this one region of the United States and just making music, and I had hardcore people who knew every word and fuck with the music and really it touched them. That's making it to me."
No, but you know what I'm saying? It's simpler than that. Like, I think Hollywood made it. I say this all the time. Back when he did the cipher for Red Screen Production, I say this all the time. Like, I feel like, I mean, okay, in the sense of like, he on a Lambo, you know,
right.
He just doing it like big for the whole, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
South, like, right. You know what I'm saying? But I think I would keep going. You gonna make it, you
right?
Know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah,
you gonna make it eventually. And some people I see
on some like, level, like the nigga, he got a placement on a major album. Yeah, so like he working, bro. He taking the steps. And that's how, like, I tell people all the time, bro. It's not a sprint. This is like a marathon. Yes. Yeah, sometimes you can post one song and you 17 years old, and that bitch take off. Sometimes, bro, you got to grind 15, 16 years to make it work. And I got a song.
I'm telling people, like, you don't want that one hit wonder. I mean, you do.
Right, but sometimes it can manifest into something good.
You know what I'm saying? You want
or club going up on a Tuesday. You don't want this
either. McCain, man, you
don't
want that.
Who? Hold on, wait a minute. This ain't Mortal Kombat, nigga. He said Kano. McCone. Yeah, McCone.
Like, you want motherfucking Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everything Jay-Z.
But I was telling the partner, bro, I was like, bro, because, like, are y'all familiar with 2 Chainz? Like, how familiar are you with these?
Titty Boy.
Titty Boy, okay, yeah. So I told nigga. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. Bro, 2 Chainz, boy, Titty Boy, I told nigga, I was like, bro, you know, you can't listen to these haters. You know what I'm saying? You can't live, because there's some people in life that's just going to hate strictly.
You told Titty Boy this?
No. I'm just saying, look at his career. But I was just like, it's some people, they would down your dreams, bro, just because they scared to chase theirs. You know what I'm saying? They was like, it's no way you can win a Grammy, man, bro. You from Jackson, Mississippi. And that'll be the main reason some people won't even give you a chance, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because they were scared to chase their shit. You know what I'm saying? But you can't catch a dream if you don't chase it. You got to. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro, you can't listen to your haters. If 2 Chainz would have listened, he'll still be Titty Boy. Okay. He'll still be Titty Boy, okay, if he had listened. That motherfucker, and that's why I tell niggas ain't even about the age thing, because if you look at some of the greatest in the game, them niggas didn't hit the spot until about 34, but, 35, but 29, 31. Though, you know what I'm saying?
Biggie didn't have a yes man. Do you think yes men like play a big part? Because I see a lot of.
I think everybody got a part. You know,
even locally,
Parasites got a place on shark's back.
If somebody's,
you know,
telling you your shit, yo, your shit the best shit I ever heard.
But sometimes, like, but I'm gonna tell you, this is how the mix go though.
And it's
this
not.
How, but this how, but you gotta have your group. You gotta know your personnel. You gotta be diverse. You gotta have you a pessimistic motherfucker.
You should fire.
You gotta have you a no. You
need,
I'm telling you, bro. Listen, you gotta have you a pessimistic person. You gotta have you a motherfucking optimistic person. And you gotta have you a motherfucker that's just blinded by your potential fucking stardom and hubris and your own. But you need that. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you might go over the edge. You gonna need that pessimistic and be like, bro, that shit whack. Don't do that. And sometimes it might be some shit that is right at the gate to go over, but you scared and you need a motherfucker be like, I feel like it could work out. And then you need, you know what I'm saying? then you need that motherfucker when you right in
don't
the middle.
You, up.
You need that motherfucker. No, you need the motherfucker who's blinded by your potential, you know, greatness. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, his hubris of your potential matches yours. Confidence. So it's like motherfucker got to be like, bro, you can do anything. You can put a song out and say, fuck anybody, and we're gonna make it. You just like, hey, you know what? Hey, this shit might work. And sometimes them shits work, bro. You go out on a limb, and that be the shit that work. You done played it. You done played it safe.
Person though, like.
Shit, when I dropped the Jada song, I listened to that person.
For real?
Yeah, I had people in the my pessimistic nigga. Man, don't do that. Nah, bro, don't do that. She. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then my optimistic person. My optimistic person like, hey man, this could be cool. This could work out. This might work out. And then my other partner, bro, drop that shit. Fuck that bitch. She shaded. Drop it.
When her birthday, drop it on that time.
Wait, no, real talk. Real talk, motherfucker. He was like, you should have waited until Christmas when everybody came home. They would have been playing it at the house party. But I'm still going.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so cold. I was like, nah, that's too far.
Okay, so what made you just make the whole Jada shit? I'm like, from
you just asked him that. No, boy.
Did
I'm,
you
kind of
did.
No, I'm saying, like, what made you just like the whole thing completely? Before the show, you was telling us.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing completely, maybe not just like.
Oh, you talking about like what led up to it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You said it. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He was going to say he going
to
get a little bit.
Yeah, it was a couple. I guess a couple appetizers to her betrayal. You know what I'm saying? It was a couple like small things she did that kind of like.
Let's not say her name.
Yeah, you ain't going to say her name. You know what I'm saying? Check out the song Jaded.
You
know said
her name.
No, that's the song. The song's called Jaded.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm thinking a girl named Jaden, like.
Oh no!
Hell no! He been killing.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a couple things that went wrong, you know, in the friendship and that shit. All, you know, people had they bump heads, but it was a lot of shit that was disingenuous about her character.
How long was this friendship?
Shit, like 14, 15 years.
God damn! Yeah.
But let me tell you, the first time I met her. The first time I met her though. I cussed her out the first time I met her. She was rude as fuck to me. That's how I met her, being rude. Nah, we was just at a little party over in. I was with the Jackson Elite. They hate when I say that, but I was with them one night. I was an honored guest. So they come over to the pool house and party with us. I'm like, damn, the pool house, shit. Nigga, I'm coming from North Carolina, nigga. Like, damn, we go to the community pool. I'm going to the pool house, nigga. The first time I heard of a pool house, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Real talk. I didn't know motherfuckers had a pool house. So you got a whole house in your backyard of your house? I don't know if whether to congratulate you or just be like, you're obnoxious as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's how the cabin was, slick low key.
Damn pool house.
Yeah, so
the pool though.
Yeah, but that's how I met her, you know what I'm saying? We bumped heads when I met her. And then, you know, we had mutual friends kind of calm down. Then we was popping, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, something happened when she was acting shady with me and one of her friends started dating. You know what I'm saying? One of the people I mentioned in the song too, towards the end, me and her started dating. You know what I'm saying? She was like acting.
Like love triangle?
Nah, ain't no love triangle. She just was acting different. She was acting different. Hey, I feel what you said, but it's it was
three
that
sides
kind.
To a train.
Yeah, so you know that was an issue. You know, she acted shady with me. Then I noticed like around certain groups of people, it was like almost she would be. I don't want to say embarrassed, but it's like if I came around and she was around a certain group. You know, she would try to, you know, pay less attention to me because, like, I don't want y'all. I'm not that cool with Willa D. He's wild, you know, and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? He's crazy.
Are you really that wild, though?
I mean, at times I can be. You know what I'm saying? Back then, I was really wild, though. I was really wild.
Like, you would, like, be moving, like, wrecking shit or, like.
Man, back then I was, bro. I was, I didn't give a fuck. Like, death was, like, death was not, like, I was not thinking about dying. I was, like, bro, I'm invincible. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing can stop me. You know what I'm saying? So, I was.
She thought that you were. Not appropriate for
it just wasn't genuine. And I would see her even talk about friends of ours, like when that person leaves the circle, she'd be like, man, that bitch had on a fake Coach purse. That's the cheapest purse you can get. And I'm like, well, maybe that ain't the cheapest purse she can get. You know what I'm saying?
Why that's funny though?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. And it's like she was trying to impress motherfuckers like this. The people who don't work. You know, like who parents just gave them a Benz, bought their apartment. and she working every day, and she trying to impress them rich motherfuckers over the people who she done grew up with, who out here grinding just like her. So I'm like, how you, you know, put your own people in front of the bus? So I noticed that that was like kind of a sign.
That's one thing I never fought it. Yeah. People who parents giving them a bin when they got
you fucking your mama no credit or shit.
Yeah. It don't matter. Your parents give you a bin, like you like. And they act a certain way. You don't, you don't be like, yo, why you acting that way? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know you acting this way.
Yeah.
Like, you got a fucking bin for free.
Like, exactly. Like, exactly, because it's older niggas that just got a bin that wild out. So what you think a 16, 17-year-old with a bin going to do?
Like, they ain't even going to come to a point where it's just like wild. And it's just like,
you on
if I wreck this, I'm going to get a Porsche. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know.
Like, that's like the nigga.
My cousin's the type of person. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we'll come out to a Porsche, like a G6 a or plane.
After that, hey, bro, I got a helicopter. My daddy got me this helicopter.
Nigga,
what? Why you need that?
But at the same time, I see what you're saying. But it's like, yeah. It's like, it's crazy. Like, bro, these niggas is rich.
Yeah. You know? So, them are the people she was trying to impress. You know, I saw that. But I, you know how you be like, so, it's like if you friends with a murderer. And he murking everybody, but you like, this is my partner. So
this ain't like a book.
But like, but he ain't gonna murk me. He ain't gonna murk me, cause this my nigga. Like, I know you killed about 7 people, but you ain't never killed me or tried to, so I feel like we cool. You know what I'm saying?
That's an interesting way to look at it, because you never know when that person might
what up, dude?
Flip out.
I ain't know
you was outside, my bad. Shit, you sit over there. Or whatever. I ain't know you was outside, my bad, dude.
There really ain't nowhere to sit.
On the bed.
Oh, like everybody pointing this shit
at. Hey, look. Yeah, just move the bag. It's just a bag of t-shirts. It's not a bomb.
But yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, when she had did, like I said, it was like I felt like I was immune to her wrath. You know, like, this is my partner. Even if she crossed everybody over, she gonna cross me over. Mm. And then, like, the last incident, you know, that kind of led, it was a couple more small, but the last one that led to the song, it was some shit that kind of hit close with my family and like one of my closest friends was like my brother.
Right?
Huh?
She was cool with your folks, right?
Yeah. And he like a brother to me. He was like, man, you know, my wife said such and such, such and such. So it's like, with that being his wife, and I know her feeling a certain way to come tell him about that, it had to be some serious shit that was said, and what she said wasn't true. And that was just like, when it hit that home, it really pissed me off on a whole nother level. So it just, like the song, like I said, it was like completely emotionally driven. Yeah, dope. You know what I'm saying?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
He said it was decent. You heard it? Yeah. It was decent. Nah, that shit jamming. You know what I'm saying?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, yeah. What is you, an employer or something, nigga? Like,
no, but you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. If I'm riding the cars, I'm like, yo, I'm above the new Willie D.
Bro, it was a nigga in Jersey. Turn it on. A nigga in Jersey sent me, white dude in Jersey sent me a video on Snapchat, bro. He bumping that shit in the car, even played at the house party. I'm like, bro, I don't even know how this shit got to Jersey, but I appreciate it. Like, if he be the only person in Jersey ever listen to that song, like, I'm happy.
That shit made it a Jersey.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So it's like, that I was loving it. Nigga just sent me a DM on Snapchat. I was like, I love this shit. I'm playing at the house party. Then sent me a video of him playing at the house party. And motherfuckers like bumping their head, like, damn, I'm like, ooh, we, you know, this nigga went in, you know. And like, what I think a lot of people, you know, what I implore motherfuckers to do with their song is listen to it too. Cause even though it's, you know, aggressive and blunt to the blunt, like on a hip hop level, I feel like how you put together bars, bro, I'm really on some shit on that shit. Like, it just ain't just, I'm just saying, like, fuck a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, it's deeper than, like,
even detail.
Yeah, bro, it's like, I went back to what people, the fuck did, the fuck is it? Did somebody just die? Turn that shit off. What the? What is it, a harmonica?
That's what I said. A Hanukkah.
I was saxophone.
So I feel like on a hip hop level, bro, that song harmonica is very, very enjoyable.
I know
on
a hip hop level. You know what I'm saying?
And I told my mama, don't even listen to the song. My mama stayed listening to my shit. I'd be like, Mom, don't listen to it. Like, I would send her songs I want her to hear. It's like a nice song. I'm like, I love the world. You know, no cussing. Yeah. You know, so I got a couple of those. But she'll be like, I'll be like, Mom, she was like, I heard that song you did. She was like, yeah. She was like, Pastor Kang in the pulpit. I was like, whoa, Mom. I was like, why are you listening? I was like, you can't listen to this. She's like, I listen to what I want to do. I'm your damn mama. I was just like, well, I mean, I don't want you to hear me cussing and saying all these words, yeah, but she yeah. like, but that's how much she support me though.
She be cool with it though.
Yeah, bro. Her favorite, like one of my most derogatory songs is her favorite song. It's a song I got called Ducking You. And I don't know if y'all ever heard it, but it's like, she ducking you, but she fucking me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she loves that song.
I get the point of the song.
Yeah. And like, she like, when I go to the crib, like she's so proud, bro. And like, her and my grandma really fucked with my shit. So like, when I come up there, like, they from Canton. So when I go to the crib, she would literally, she got like a computer in the kitchen, like a little screen thing. She would put on that. I want y'all to see his video. I want y'all to hear this song. She put it on Ducking You. And so it's like these old motherfuckers in the hell, like, looking like, he ducking you. She fucking me.
That's the awkward shit ever. Like,
yeah, oh, and I'm just like, your son is really, you know, he's out there. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, hey, man.
Man, I hope you don't get it before we talk about it, bro.
Yeah, they songs be talking about fucking too, bro. We just a little more. We ain't harmonizing with it. It's songs, man. Tom Petty, all the motherfuckers. Talking about getting high, fucking. Cause, bro, when I was working at Abner's, bro, like in the morning time, we could listen to like Y101 and all whatever. Them was, but they were singing about the same shit. Yeah, yeah. In Pearl Orchard, right? They literally sang about the same shit. But they were like, "Let me get between your thigh and look in your eye," and they like, "I like that. That's a subtle way of talking about fucking." We just be like, "Bend over, hit it from the back. I know it on your back." And they was like, "Damn." You know what I'm saying? But it's just, yeah, they just, it ain't what you say. It ain't what you say. It's just how you say it. You know what I'm saying?
How you feel about the weekend? All right, so the weekend was like,
it just came, just passed.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
like,
bro. I wish
like
it came back.
Like, I think he's like,
oh, he's about the artist.
Yeah.
Oh.
He died.
I thought he was somebody like, how did you feel about this past weekend? Like, did you have fun?
That's how you feel about the weekend?
I mean, he cool. Yeah, he cool.
For me, I think he's like one of the single like most best.
I fuck with him. I mean, I ain't got none of his projects. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. But I like him as an artist. Like, I be telling folks, like, I'm not a Jay-Z fan, but I respect what he do. You know what I'm saying? It's like certain shit. It's like, that's how you know a nigga good though. If you're not even a fan, but it's still certain shit he do that you like, you can nod your head to, but you just ain't got his whole catalog of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So. You know what I'm saying? I fuck the weekend. I like the weekend. I think he's very artistic. And I think when you know you reach the point. I mean, we was in Cali. His girl's like with his brand
like Cali,
tattoo.
Like,
his,
everybody in Cali is fucking.
He got his whatever his logo is for his company or brand. He got like his bitches out here, women, whatever. You know they got and dudes too. Yeah, they got the shit tatted on them. I was like, bro, that's how you know you really influencing motherfuckers. Like they ain't even. They like fuck my own brand and who I am as a person. I'm just gonna go put the weekend shit and stamp it on me. You know what I'm saying? Like God damn. Like I ain't even a part of this clique, but I'm just finna. That's like. Like me, goddamn it. I mean, I fuck with the Patriots. That's my team, but I don't see myself getting a Patriots tattoo. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Y'all see Willie D with the Patriots tattoo?
Yeah. He down. They ain't did nothing for me. Nah, bro.
You gotta have it on a fucked up.
Yeah,
player.
I'm like, paying to see y'all. Y'all treat me like a goddamn it. Like I'm paying for pussy.
3-0 though.
Cowboys.
Man, fuck the Eagles.
But that's great though, man. Like everything you're doing with your music, like you know what I'm saying, we support you. Like every time we run into you, you always got some dope positive shit, like the song jamming.
Oh, you never negative.
Yeah, you got plenty of energy, like for real.
I appreciate it.
You ran Skip Bayless out, boy. Like
damn.
I'm just playing. Hey, y'all like Skip Show before
the
you know?
Undisputed. But I like Shannon Sharp. I like Shannon Sharp. I ain't know Shannon Sharp was that knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know he had all that. I knew he out. I just remember him from being, you know, he was a tight end. And he kind of like, he had like a speech impediment or some shit. I just remember that. But the nigga be dropping bombs on the knowledge side of things. So, yeah, I fuck with the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's been a lot of recent shit that, you know, we just delved into in a minute. You know, we usually don't. So I'm going to just throw out some topics. And I just want to. Get your, you know what I'm saying, opinion on some of you know. All right, first thing, you know, Cap, like, how you feel about this situation, you know, with the middle? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like that is dope.
That's a dope ass thing.
Yeah. I feel like that's dope as hell that he doing it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like the point to the fact where, you know, I feel like it's even more impressive that he doing it now that he not the starting quarterback. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they said like a lot of it is kind of like at first he wasn't really on that, but then the woman he's dating is real, like, you know, pro black and you know Black Lives Matter. She like a DJ or something out in Cali.
Like, get an afro. He got afro.
Yeah, but my thing is sometimes. I feel like I know. You know, partners supposed to compliment each other, but I feel like a good woman's supposed to do that to you. To
I'm
open you up,
my chicks,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's supposed to open. You said what?
I'm about my chicks.
All right, bet. All right, a good woman's supposed to.
Oh my God, bro, it's too early for out there, bro. It's way too early.
Do we look like you?
I feel like a good woman supposed to open your eyes like that to make you kind of see the world different. That's what she's supposed to do. And like, and you know, and vice versa. You know, so I respect what he's doing. And when I see a lot of these black athletes, you know, saying certain shit like, I feel like either be
for the flag.
Yeah, I've done it. You know what I'm saying? I said either be for the cause or just shut the fuck up. If you ain't with it, you ain't got to say nothing.
Y'all saw what LeBron said, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got to understand.
That's what I was telling
him. I'm a stand.
You got to understand LeBron and you got to understand Colin Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying?
Two different positions.
You got to understand Drake. You got to understand Meek Mill. Like, two different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I got a lot of money.
And Crabtree, the dude for Oakland, I don't know his first name. Michael Crabtree.
Michael Crabtree.
He said, man, I play football. I ain't no Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My thing is, if you ain't, but motherfuckers like that. I feel like people that voice that shit like that, I feel like they coons. Straight up, you are the epitome of a coon. You ain't got to speak out against it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, because what they're doing to me is not oppressing. They're not oppressing anybody. So I feel like if a white person don't stand up to a black person being oppressed, I feel like you just as bad as the oppressor.
Yeah.
And you should speak up. But somebody kneeling to the flag, that's not hurting nobody.
Nope.
That ain't oppressing nobody. That ain't getting nobody lynched. That ain't getting nobody shot. That's just your mind. That's your perception of thing. And people, and this is the home. This is what's protected under the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But niggas getting mad at him for exercising his right. This the right he got based on the country. So just because you don't agree with him, you ain't got to be violent towards him or ignorant. You know, so my thing is, some of the African American athletes who are not for it, I just feel like I would feel better if you just shut the fuck up. If you ain't for it, don't say. It's like if I see a nigga walking down the street in some shoes I don't like, I don't have to. Hey man, I don't like those shoes.
Those shoes corny.
Yeah, bro. I just look. I be like, in my mind, I'm like, I never wear those, and I don't wear them. So in your mind, if you don't never kneel for the flag, just don't kneel for the flag. You know what I'm saying? But you know, so I fuck with his shit. I fuck with what he doing, but I just say I feel like the other people should just.
You don't fuck with the people who don't fuck with his
man. No, I'm saying everybody's entitled to their own actions, but I feel like they don't have to speak out against it, especially if you a minority and you part of, you know, you probably, maybe you have been a part of like an incident like that, or maybe you haven't, but you know your demographic, you know what you're a part of, so just chill out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to speak out about some shit, speak out about, you know, some, you know, inner city violence or something like that, but he's protesting something that is real, you know, but. I because that kind of negates what I'm saying. LeBron and them, speaking out, I feel like they shouldn't have, but I understand, I can kind of empathize because you got to look at it. You can see minor athletes who chose to just raise their fists, they losing endorsements, you know, because the endorsement checks, that come all year round. The NFL checks only come during the season. So, I mean, even though we feel like LeBron got enough money, we don't know who LeBron feeding. We don't know, you know, he probably trying to make sure his family on the generalization level, on the general.
Right, like, well, yeah. Black Lives Matter, be like, nigga, I got kids.
Yeah, no, he's trying to make sure
everybody
his family is straight for generations. Like, he's trying to get his family name to a status of wealth, to where they ain't never got to worry about certain shit. So it's like when you thinking of the mouths of a lot of different people, you can't really speak on too much shit, because that might lose what you're doing, and then you might not be able to help them people you've been helping. And like, I feel like Pac said a good thing. He said it's a golden age for rebellion for young men. You know, I think he said it was like maybe 17 to 30 or 25. I can't remember the exact age, but he was like, it gets to a point in life where you got people that depend on you, so you can't make them kind of decisions. But when you like 17, 18, you're a young bull, you know, the world is your oyster, and you will rebel and fight against certain shit. But then you fuck around, you know, the average person probably about 23, 25, you got a kid now. So usually you would run out of the street, say, fuck the police, and you might pop one. Mm-hmm. But now you like, man, I got a little baby. I want to get home to my baby. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, should I stand up for these motherfuckers and get killed, and then my baby ain't got
no
daddy?
It don't even stop some of these.
But I'm just saying, you like, now my baby ain't got no daddy. Mm-hmm. But in retrospect, you can look at it and your kids see what your father died for, you know, and then that maybe can, you know, send you on another path. But as a man, you don't want to die before your kids, you know what I'm saying? You want to be there for them, you know what I'm saying?
This nigga on Money Monster is off the chain.
Oh, yeah, I watched that shit too. That shit,
but
like,
yeah,
that's
what
just
you
right.
about to say,
Rick? We at 55.
How long the show? It's an hour.
I got a lot of questions, huh?
I do got a lot. Man, you boy, you be.
Man, let's go, bro. Y'all can chop it down or make it just shit. Let's break a record. This is a long kickback episode ever. We started, what's today, Tuesday. We didn't leave till Friday.
I was
something.
Upset till Friday.
Yeah. We did not leave. We had piss buckets.
You put sugar in your grits.
Yeah.
You put sugar in your grits.
Nah, bro.
Who you vote for?
I used to put ketchup and like jelly and shit like that.
Who you vote
and sweet and sour sauce.
Who you vote?
Nobody at the moment.
You vote for nobody?
Mm-mm.
Stop it.
At the moment. No.
R.I.P. Shawty Low.
Okay, so ooh, bruh. I'm telling, bro, I was bumping. I found a Shawty Low CD. His Units in the City. CD, yeah. Bro. I got that bitch. I was bumping that bitch today. And let me tell you something. That nigga, bro, a song came on. He said, it was like, if I die today, I won't be mad because I live my life. And I was like, damn, bro.
I thought he was something else after that. Like, cause I got my bag.
Nah, he was just like, I wouldn't be sad. He was like, you know, if I die tomorrow, I live my life, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I love Shawty Low, bro. I love him to death, but like, it's a lot of stuff people look over. You know what I'm saying? Shawty Low had like 9 kids.
Bro, it ain't nothing wrong with having 9 kids, bro.
9 kids.
If you taking care of them, bro, ain't nothing wrong with it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, having 9 kids is way more important than him dying to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely.
You got 9 kids. Like, it's.
Y'all, yeah.
Not die. Like, every day you wake up like...
That's what I'm saying. And that's what makes certain people, you know, like I said, feel like, man, maybe I shouldn't, you know, be a part of this march because I might not come home, you know, and you don't want to leave your kids out there like that, you know? So that's why, you know, that's what I was saying about the age, you know? But I feel like what Colin doing, he doing it for him and his people. And what LeBron, I'm saying, when they speaking out, they doing it for the betterment of their people because it's just certain shit. Because some of these motherfuckers, they got moral contract clauses.
I think LeBron,
he could have just been quiet, but you know, some of them, like I said, they got them contract clauses for their endorsement. So if you step out and say something against Christianity or against, you know, the flag, that shit cut, nigga. And then you probably owe them some money on the back end. Like, if you violate this, you owe us a fine of like 270 racks.
Yeah.
Best believe, bro, if I had got $270,000 from somebody, it's been spent. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's been, and I, maybe not even on foolish shit, but I done got, you know, my mama a crib, you know, my cousin's a car. So if I break that, then they come back and legally I sign the contract, I owe you 270 bands. And they probably show up there like, we need it all in cash, in ones, or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bro.
So, fuck that.
Yeah.
That shit get expensive, man.
It's fucked.
But yeah, Derrick Rose and this fucked up situation about the race. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? How you feel about that?
Why he doing it? Like, Derrick Rose?
Yeah, you ain't heard about it?
No, I heard about it, but I'm saying, like, he didn't do it, right?
I mean, everybody would like to say they didn't do it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, I mean, you don't know. Because, like, people try to, all right, this is my thing, though. This is, I see it from both sides, but it's like, because it's all about, you know, discrediting the motherfucker. But, like, when somebody sees a whore, or what they perceive as a whore, let's say it's 9 niggas in line. She would fuck every single one of them niggas without a second thought. But maybe number 10 is somebody number 10. She like, I don't want to fuck this nigga. But in his mind, he like, you the fuck James, Johnny, Willie D, Kevin, Joe. You the fuck all these niggas. Why I can't get no pussy?
Josh twice.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know I look better than that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Yeah, I'm just saying. But then, and then, you know, they feel like, I feel like they be like, feeling like, what the fuck? Like, I feel like, bro, I feel like Kobe did it, bro. Real talk, I feel like Kobe
did that shit. With the white girl?
Yeah, bro.
He did, but
this is what I'm saying. You got to feel, as us being just normal guys, hey, I feel shocked and appalled if a bitch don't want to give me no pussy. Or a woman don't want to get.
Kobe
if I'm trying to get some, and she like, I feel like we going there, and she like, nah, that's what I'm like. What the
but
fuck?
If you say.
It's a king, bitch.
If you say, are you familiar with basketball?
Of course she familiar. Kobe this nigga Bryant, is 6'6".
But
that's the thing about it, though. Let's say Kobe knew she done fucked Shaq. You know, KG,
Simone.
Yeah, so they probably hit him up. They probably was like, hey, Kobe. They probably, because you know they all talk, but I feel like it's probably like two niggas in the NBA that ain't probably cheating on their, you know, significant other.
Yeah. Doug Christie.
Yeah, bro. It's too much, bro. Them niggas probably got a different family in every city. So I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they hit Kobe. I was like, Kobe, it's a girl named Lisa, bro. She in Utah. Every time we go to Utah, we flip her. Train
but
session.
But what if that's how the Kobe and Shaq's team?
But I'm just saying, but listen though. Kobe get there and he's like, your name Lisa? She's like, yeah. You know, Lisa, you the flipper, right? You the fuck Shaq, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, yeah, I fucked up. You know, so in your mind, if you know all these niggas that ran trains, you know, like legit flip sessions. Yeah, so you like, I'm Kobe Bryant. And I can't get a one on one. Bitch, give me the, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I feel like when you get to a certain point in your life, you've been told yes so many times. Because I feel like, you know, literally, he has been told yes a million times. And probably told no, like maybe 60,000. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a big discrepancy. So you get to a certain point. You get to a certain point where you just like, nigga, no is not even in your understanding no more. You know what I'm saying? No. What? Like, I scored 81 points. I can't get, you ain't know. Like,
that
he
was
looking
like
at her like,
before,
shit. I don't know. But I know he was looking at her like a piece of meat, and I'm Kobe, and you need to serve it up, like, with no problem. That's how I feel like it, you know what I'm saying? But
he's Kobe.
He could be innocent, but I'm just telling you my opinion. And I feel like D-Rose and them, you know what I'm saying? I don't know that situation. You know what I'm saying? Too much. I ain't really dive too much into it. But I feel like when most women be going out the silver suit so fast, I be feeling like they be full of shit. You know, because I feel like if you were just concerned about the justice, the silver suit will come a lot later. Like, you would try to make sure he get, you know, in jail, you know what I'm saying, get found, get to a felony before you try to, you know, get some damages. So that's why I feel like that shit be kind of shady, you know, on that end.
Well, okay. How do you feel about, like, just, like in general, like, you've been traveling, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Cali, wherever you've been. Uh-huh. How do you feel about, like, our demographic as far as, like, being in the South? Like, all right, we in the South. I did an interview with somebody. I was like, "Yo, didn't know you had dirt roads."
Ooh, boy, hey, I was on a plane with a lady from Vegas.
I get so mad.
She was like, "She said I thought y'all had one." She was like, "We was passed through. I thought y'all literally had one stoplight in one high school, one junior high school."
I get so mad.
They think we like real life right now. It's some niggas riding horses, but it's niggas riding horses in Pennsylvania as well and New York. Like horses ain't just in Mississippi.
Yeah.
But they like, y'all got paved roads. And one of my cousins in Chicago was like, y'all got rims? Where do y'all ride them at? Y'all don't have roads. don't they get dirt on them on a dirt road? I said, bro, we got pavement, bro.
This place called Eastover in Jackson. It's right there when you on 55 going north. To the right when you pass the Baptist.
Okay.
So when you pass the Baptist, it's called Eastover, right?
Okay.
And these are million-dollar homes, right?
Mm-hmm. I think I know you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. White, head down, Northside Drive. Other way, past. Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, it's millionaires in Jackson. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though you don't see them.
Yeah, outside, motherfucker don't understand, like, bro. You can stretch a milli. Yeah. A milli will run you short in New Jersey, New York. You come to it's people that have moved to Mississippi from New York, California, all these big ass states simply because you can pay, you can get you can get a bigger house in Mississippi, a damn near castle, for the same price you can get damn near a fucking 5-6 bedroom house on your own property with your own fence out in Cali. So, why would you not make your money stretch? You know, if you retired, shit, nigga, if I was looking for the cheapest place to live, I had some millies, and I want them bitches to stretch, nigga, Mississippi.
Ain't nothing but me in
there. Yeah, bro. Like, niggas come here. That be somebody niggas go to Miami. They come here to live and goddamn it, duck out on them taxes and take them damn crazy ass motherfucking trips, bro. Like, man, bro, white folks' money is ridiculous, bro.
So this weekend, I think we gonna meet me and Josh and participate. It's a podcast
competition.
Nah, it's a meet.
No, podcast competition.
Bro, is it a competition? You can't compete in a podcast.
What? You can't?
I mean, you can, but it'd be
fuck
like,
that shit. Yes, you can. Y'all competing.
Too cocky.
I fuck with y'all, bro. Y'all competing. Fuck that shit.
You gonna sign us?
Hell yeah. I would love to be a part of it. Hell yeah.
Before we go, though, I got to shout out my favorite new show, Atlanta. I don't know if y'all been watching
that shit. I need to see that shit.
But Atlanta it's go decent. Hard.
Yeah, I got to watch that shit.
They scored the second season. So that's what's up to them. Props to them.
I need to check it out. Check it out.
Yo, yeah. Well, we forget to the what the Google, right?
The who? What the Google?
Yeah.
All right, what's up? Let's go. I know we got to speed up. Bro, I do this. I feel like this is going to be a habit. Every time I come, niggas are going to be looking at their watch like, man, we got to get Wizzy out of here, man.
That ain't no habit, bro.
Because we always go over. I don't need them one time, but right now, we 100% we're going over. You know what I'm saying? I'm a talker to this motherfucker. I ain't going to lie.
Well, you asked where's Google? You think DC Young fly funny?
Ooh, good question.
I hate DC
Young. I'm gonna say this, man. This is another
everybody thing. Can be funny on occasion.
Yeah, yeah.
For the sake of the podcast, funny is funny. Cause funny is funny.
That's what one of my partners say. But, funny is funny.
But when DC be like, hell, and he be doing it.
What hell? What
the no, fuck? No. He be like, he do this little video. He be like, bro, this
is my thing. I ain't gonna lie. It's some of
DC
his shit.
Young fly slick and rap.
It's some of his shit. Yep, yep.
You can rap.
It's some of his shit. I look at and I be like, no. But some of that shit, I laugh at. He hit and miss. You know what I'm saying? But everybody got fans. It's some people that's gonna think everything he say funny. You know what I'm saying? And them his fans. And it's some people like us. Like,
man, you gotta look where he not funny than Kevin Hart. What you mean? Like, what they thought that was gonna
be? But let me tell you like this. I feel like he got the most motherfucking facial muscle control of any motherfucker I've seen ever
he
on camera.
Hard to be,
he be making Chris so many fucking facial expressions. Who?
He tries to be Chris Tucker. He be wanting.
But I mean, everybody. I don't think he's trying.
Remakes of Chris
but this, but my thing. I feel like, bro, everybody. You got to be influenced. You got to be able to casserole your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like. I like, you know, when I be.
We need
my
a Chris Tucker, but.
He's yeah. Chris
but yeah,
Tucker.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't think he.
I don't want another Chris Tucker. I want
to. But I want somebody with. Him. But that's some thing. But look, I want somebody with some Chris Tucker traits in them. You know what I'm saying? Because some of Chris Tucker is funny, and I feel like that shit need to be passed on to another generation.
Yeah, like,
it's like when you looking at an athlete, you like, hey, bro, Calvin Johnson. I want him to catch like Randy Moss, but run like goddamn it, Warwick Dunn. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like some shit like that. So it's like I want to make facial expressions like Chris Tucker, but I want to control the audience like goddamn it, Red Fox. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like anybody who coming in like you wanna, I ain't gonna say necessarily copy. But if you know what I'm saying, you ain't reinventing the wheel, so to speak, but just like you taking influence. Yeah. Like I like T.I., I like Project Pat, you know, I like Boosie. It's certain songs where some people are like, you sound like this. Yeah, you know, and it's just, I mean, them the people I was listening to growing up, so they influenced me. It's like, and if you growing up playing ball, you got a favorite athlete, you probably fading away with the tongue out your mouth, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, now niggas coming up now, they gonna be trying to shoot from half court like Curry. That's gonna be their shit when they grow up. So it's like, whoever you grow up seeing, you like, you wanna be a better version of that motherfucker. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? So. I feel
how long you gonna be in Jackson? You can leave tomorrow.
I don't know, man. Probably 48 hours. Yeah, I try to always make sure I spend Christmas
and Thanksgiving
holidays. Yeah, with my family, bro. I love family time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I love that. So gotcha. I always try to make sure I'm in town for the fam shit. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely got the Gwartha Google coming over, bro.
Oh, what? The Gwartha Google. It used to be BBOW, Bad Bitch of the Week, but you know.
Oh, yeah, Gwartha, I remember that.
Sponsors. Yeah. Like, can't say bitch.
Yeah. But
hold on, we can't say bitch?
But for real? We need to drive so many bees and MFs.
Just beep that shit. We're going to have a nigga that beep shit out. So y'all going to have that soon. I see it, bro. I see it.
But yeah, though, on my scour of the internet to find beautiful women us to lust over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I fucked around and I found two.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they twins.
The basketball chicks.
I know you talking about from Kansas.
Yeah. UNLV. That ain't them?
Nah, it ain't them.
It's some old twins. Yeah. But that ain't fair. That ain't fair.
They ain't on that level. It's more.
I love them hoopers, man.
It's more of a... I ain't gonna say Mustang, but what's a if you was in Atlanta, you wanna take it to the W, you would take it to the
rainbow. Or Blue Flame.
Wyatt.
So basically like the equivalent to the Mustang here is where you would take her in Atlanta. That what you saying?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So she's just a bus down.
That's no. But she's but
if you taking
bang.
Her to the Mustang at this age, she's a bus Wyatt, down. Yeah. Now high school, if you take her to the Mustang, that's just because that's within your means. Yeah. Like you can only afford $8 an hour.
Hell you know nah, saying? I now, mean it's worth the Google. I want niggas to go check them out.
I feel you.
But yeah, just to, yeah.
He said, yeah. Hey, I want to talk about that teacher bae. That motherfucker.
Hey, it's funny as shit.
Yeah, dude, I feel like, Drew, you know how they be like, man, like if somebody's a certain size, like a fat person, you know what I'm saying? They be like, they shouldn't wear this. I feel like, bro, even if it's something pleasing to the eyes to certain people, it's some shit you still shouldn't wear in certain settings. Mm. Everything else I fuck with in her picture, her little catalog. I think that one dress she had on, that pink dress that was tight as fuck, bruh, I just feel like that's some shit. Like I said, I wouldn't want my girl to wear that to the club with her.
Nobody can portray that figure. Can those skinny bitch be like, yo?
But that's
her figure.
That's
bro.
Her perk of being skinny though. Just like she got a perk of filling out a dress in certain situations. This skinny girl got a perk that she can wear a tight dress that won't ever be tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying is, like, I feel like it's just certain shit that's appropriate for your body type in general. Like, if you biggest, I mean, you can wear what you want to wear, but I'm like, bro, you teaching fourth grade, so the dress I saw somebody in Freelance with, you shouldn't have that on at school. Like, she looked beautiful. I love the curves. I love all that. But I just said that one dress was questionable. Yeah. But everything else, if she wearing jeans, bro, she feeling out the jeans, I know you do about that. But that type of dress, I know that's like a club dress. And it's just like, bro, you know, if I'm a, like, I know if a woman, you know, is, like, married, you know, and she going up there to the school, bro, she don't want her husband to have to be seeing that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
teacher bae. Shout out to all the teacher bae.
Yeah, she already know what she thinking. You know what I'm saying?
I know a few teacher bae.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just said, like I said, it was just that one dress. Everything else, I feel like was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, that's her figure. Mm. But don't purposely go get no extra small tight dress. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. These are
that's a song, bro. Teacher bae.
Yeah, bro, for real. You know what I'm saying? Teacher bae. I think about fucking you every day.
My nigga Riz.
Y'all ever had a teacher bae? I had a teacher bae before. I had a real live teacher bae at Holmes Community College one summer. I ain't gonna say her name, bro, but she had the.
You gonna get a fine.
She probably already gone, bro. She had the, like the most beautiful set of calves ever, bro. Miss Peep.
But I think this is the first time ever in history, bro, I actually changed it.
What?
The bad bitch of the week. Uh-huh. It's all the teacher bays out there. Like,
ooh, dude. Nah, bro, you know who I seen that was fine as hell on the internet recently during the Olympics?
Who?
Winifred Gonzalez or Fernandez or something like that.
Play
the volleyball chick.
Yeah, I'm about to say, ooh, volleyball, yeah.
And she know what she doing,
bro. Did you see the Brazilian team?
They was buying too.
the Brazilian volleyball team? Are they fine?
I ain't see them.
It's a pig. I just saw the pork.
Yep. I ain't never see her though. I need to Google that.
But what's up? What's her name?
Winifred is Fernandez.
Did they win?
She winning. Yeah. It's either Hernandez or Fernandez, but it's Winifred. Just put it Winifred volleyball, and then she gonna come up. Like, she gorgeous though. But like I said, she know what she be doing though. You like some women, you know. Like I feel like some women.
Winifred Fernandez.
Go to images. Yeah, skip out. But look, I feel like some women be like oblivious to how fine they are. Like it's really like they oblivious. They like, you know, people try to holler at them, but they oblivious to it. But her, she was falling down. Look. Licking her lips and doing all that, bro. She know that. She know what she doing, bro. Sex sales. She trying to get a deal. You know what I'm saying?
God damn.
Yeah. It's real, bro. Yeah. God damn.
But yeah, though, man. Where they can reach it, man? What's your
ooh.
You want me to send you that?
Right there.
You want me to send you that, man?
Nah, bro, I already got it on my phone. I screenshot that shit months ago. It's in my favorites. But, I mean, they can reach me, man, at Willie D. The Kang. And the is T-H-A. It's like the. The Kang. So it's like Willie D. The
Spare
Kang.
Spell Kang for him.
K-A-N-G. A lot of people be like, hey, man, what's up? We got Willie D. The King. He ain't the only one. Ray ain't the only one. But a lot of people be saying it. But it don't make me mad. And then I just be like, man, hey, it's Kang.
Do you like?
It's Kang.
You be like, yo, it's Kang.
Yeah, it's Kang, bro. Because it's different, man.
Sound like Cedric the Tank.
Yeah, bro, you got to market that shit. Like, I want to drop the whole Willie D. The, but right now, if you put in Willie D. The on any search engines, Willie D. The Kang, it's just always going to come up as me. Like, it ain't getting mixed in with nothing else. Because I'm pretty sure there was a lot of Drakes on the internet before Drake took off. And now you put Drake in, it's specifically him. Yeah. So I like to kind of get to that point, and then like a tadpole, shake the tail, you know, kind of shit. I shake that Willie D. The, and it just be Kang. Like, man, you heard Kang shit? You know what I'm saying? Like that, so. That's
what Kang go home.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's what I'm working for.
That's what the niggas in the baby saying.
Let me see, what's the word they be using?
Mississippi.
That shit smacking. That shit go hella hard. Yeah, shit like that. I done picked up on their lingo though. I be saying like hella and smacking, you know, and they be like,
that's where that came
they be like,
from,
on mamas. They be saying that shit, on mamas, girl, smacking. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they say blood out there a lot too, but it ain't like L.A. blood. Like you saying, what up, blood? What up, cuz? You know, shit like, it ain't no gang. Shit, just, they say blood. So I be saying that shit like
it's
that.
Cold right
but
now,
they,
it?
Huh?
It's cold right now, ain't it?
Out there by the water, hell yeah. Mm. At nighttime, daytime is cool. But they be like saying, what up, blood? They say that shit a lot, you know, and that smacking, shit like that, you know.
Wait, shit, you heard it here first, bro. Willie D is supposed to be who I was supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah. He kept us rolling the whole time.
He stole
time.
my
bit.
Hey, yeah, but I be having the Cali niggas saying judo too now.
Really?
Yeah, I had to put that in there. They be saying judo now. Yeah, so we swabbing out the lingo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But they got like a lot. You know, they call Boosie like shady shit. Like one time, I ain't show up one time to like a session on time, and he was calling me. He was like, bro, you catting off. I was like, what the fuck? Catting off? What the fuck? He was like, you with a bitch. He was like, you with a bitch. You supposed to be in the studio. You working. You with a bitch. I was like, you catting off. You on some pussy. I was like, nah, bro. I'm just in traffic. You know what I'm saying? Because the bridge going across from Frisco to Oakland, that bitch gets stupid sometimes.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I ain't catting off. Look, I'm repeating. I ain't catting off. And I'm like, I don't even know what this means. I just know I ain't doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I ain't catting off. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And they was like, bro, you acting hella boosy. I was like, hella Boosie. I was like, little Boosie, that nigga snapping. I was like, nah, bro, I hear that, man, you acting shady. I was like, ooh.
Damn.
I
thought Boosie you was shady.
I thought you was honoring me, you know, calling me Boosie.
Man, you
Boosie
acting Boosie, cuz.
Yeah, you acting Boosie. But I even said it in the song, though, because I be like using everything. And I was like, you know what I'm saying, like I'm cornbread fed with the organic booty. But I kick her to the curb if she acting hella Boosie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, showing love to, you know, them out there fucking with their lingo because they be doing with us. So, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Oakland, bro. Shout out to Oakland, bro. It's
already.
Team
did you did you give did you leave your ass?
Did what?
You left some ass?
What?
Some ass.
Some X.
Some X. Your Instagram. Oh, damn. Your
I was like, what, nigga? I thought you said I got X, like a chopping X.
Nah.
Like, what,
I'm
saying lumberjack. You keep saying the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was just like X, X, X. Did you X? Is it X? Did you X? X. Say it deeper. X. yeah, I left it, but I leave it again. It's the same on everything.
Oh,
Willie,
yeah, okay.
Willie D. The Kane. Willie D, W-I-L-L-I-E, because people try to do the Y. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah, that. Willie D, the T-H-A-K-A-N-G on every social network platform. You know what I'm saying? Already. Hashtag Tukaki Entertainment.
So we heard it first, bro. I appreciate you stopping through, bro.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate y'all having me, man. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I got your shirt, too, bro.
I already.
I appreciate y'all having me, bro.
Start bringing us stuff.
I appreciate say, hey, well, look. What y'all need to do now, look, let me tell you something. Y'all see a pattern here. I started off with the rubber band. Now I start with a shirt. You know what I'm saying? Y'all invite me a couple more times, bro. I might bring a nigga, goddamn, you know, damn 13-inch TV next time. Hell yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm dropping gems off, nigga, every time I come. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all fucking with me, though, having me. So it's just my way
of
showing. I know it's just a T-shirt right now, but one day, hopefully, I'll be like, hey, bro, I got the PJ coming out to get y'all. Yeah. You know, wherever y'all at, come fly out to motherfucking Abu Dhabi. Let's do some shit.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
On the PJ, you heard it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I ever fly, it better be a PJ.
Yeah, like we ain't a goddamn battle.
Drinking PJ on the PJ. That is the ultimate goal. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully.
Nah, man, it's all good, yeah, bro. I appreciate you stopping through, bro.
I appreciate y'all having me, Joe.
It's your boy J Red all day.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh.
This your boy Willie D. The King.
Yep.